When we speak about Yosef HaTzadik's journeys, when he's thrown into the pit, then sold down into Egypt, the first stop on his journey is he's in Potiphar's house, and we find that he was brought down there, and the Pasuk tells us in 1a, Hashem was with Yosef, and he became a successful man, and he remained in the house of his Egyptian master. His master perceived that Hashem was with him. Whatever he did, Hashem made succeed through him. Yosef found favor in his eyes. He attended him. He appointed him over his household and whatever he had placed in his custody. So we see that Yosef HaTzadik is very successful. He's matzliach. And he is elevated to higher and higher positions. We know the continuation of the story is that Yosef HaTzadik is accused of, by Eshet Potiphar, of attacking her. And he's thrown into prison. And also in prison, Chumash tells us that the head of the prison, Yosef, found favor in his eyes, and he was also matzliach, he was also successful. And we have a story found in 1b, that Yosef came to them in the morning. There was a cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt. He saw them, behold, they were aggrieved. And he asked Pharaoh's courtiers, who were with him in the ward of his master's house, saying, why do you appear downcast today? And they said to him, we dreamt a dream, and there's no one to interpret for it. So Yosef said to them, do not interpretations belong to God, relate it to me, if you please. These two stories are both stories of the Hatzlacha, of the success of Yosef. The success of Yosef, he's referred to as someone who's matzliach in Potiphar's house, as well as he's matzliach in the prison, in this pit with all these prisoners who's there for 12 years. At this point in the story, it's only there for 10 years. The question I'd like to ask is a very basic question. Obviously, if Yosef HaTzadik is matzliach, he's successful in both of these places, what's the secret of his success? I would also like to be successful. I'd also like to be an ish matzliach. I'd also like to be somebody who's going to have success in life. What can we glean from these two stories about what are the secrets of success and how we can integrate them into our own lives? And I think that what we'll try to suggest today is that each one of these is a different ingredient. One is ben adam l'makom, one is between man and God, and one is between ben adam l'chaveiro, between man and one fellow man. And in each area, there's one specific ingredient, one aspect that we can focus in on to be able to have a key, an understanding, a glimpse into what are the aspects of success and how we can integrate them into our lives. So if we take a look at the first part, what is the success between ben adam l'makom? What do you have to do between man and God in order to be successful in life? Let's take a look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, his master perceived that Hashem was with him, and whatever he did, Hashem made succeed through him. What does it mean that his master was with him, k'Hashem ito? We take a look at source number 1b. We have the Ramban. First, the Ramban quotes Rashi, and he says, Shem Shamayim Shagur Befiv. The name of heaven was regularly in his mouth, which source 3 in the footnote explains means that Yosef constantly had him, quote-unquote, with him in his mouth. Ki Hashem Ito, the question of what is it, who is Ito with him? So the Hashem Ito means that Yosef had Hashem with him in terms of that whatever he did, he always had Shem Shamayim Shagur Befiv. We'll talk more about this in Mirz Hashem. The name of God was constantly on his tongue. The Ramban says, Ve'eino Nireh, this is not pure correct. Rather, his master perceived that Hashem was with him because his deeds met with success at all times. Because when the pasuk says his master perceived that Potiphar saw, so you have to see something. How do you see that Shem Shamayim Shagur Befiv? How do you see that the name of God is constantly with him? Is that something you see? Perhaps that's something you hear. So the Ramban therefore explains that when he saw constantly, the Medrash speaks about how if he would say, pour me hot water, it was hot. Pour me lukewarm water, became lukewarm. He said, you know, are you a magician, a sorcerer? He says, no, Hashem, God, he's the one who creates the things as they are. Therefore, the end of 2, Hadu dichti vayar adonav ki Hashem ito. This is a meaning when it's written, the master perceived Hashem was with him, which means He realized through a vision that appeared to him in a dream, or while awake as a pillar of cloud, or something similar in honor of the righteous one, Yosef. So according to the Ramban, there was something physical that Potiphar saw. Either he saw a dream that Hashem was with him, he saw a cloud, he saw something hovering over him that he saw Hashem was with him, that he understands it, that Vayar, that he saw Adonav ki Hashem ito, his master, that Hashem was with him, Vayar, he actually saw. While Rashi would hold no, what Rashi would hold that he saw that Hashem was with him is that he saw that he was always muttering to himself. And when he was asked, why are you muttering? He says, I'm talking to Hashem. So the muttering, right, under his breath is what he saw. The Yeshua, the in source number 4, the Chikover Rav explains the following. He says, Be'er Tvari. That whatever he did, he was successful. Paro understood that Hashem was with him. So he says, why does the Rashi not explain like the Ramban? He says very simply in the bracket, just the fact that he was successful is not enough of a reason to think that Hashem is with him. Many people are successful. Many Rishayim, many wicked people are successful. And therefore, what he saw was, Klomar shesam libo shekol ha-slachot shenaflu b'chelko shel Yosef lo tala Yosef b'kochev v'altam yado. This is the key. Notice the Chikover up. That what Yosef saw, what Potiphar saw, is whenever he was successful, he never gave credit to himself. Rather, he always gave credit to Hashem. He explained when Rashi says, Shem Shamayim Shagur Befiv, what does that mean? So we understand he always, you know, and we'll talk about this, he always said, Mirtz Hashem, Bezrat Hashem. Notice the Yoshua a little bit differently. Shem Shamayim Shagur Befiv means, a lot of people are successful, but generally when you go over to somebody and you say, Yesh HaKalach, you did a great job, they smile and say, yeah, I know, I did amazing, I know, it was good. What did Yosef say? Wasn't about me. Don't give me any credit. Credit belongs to God. It's not about me. That Shem Shamayim Shagur Befiv. When Potiphar saw that constantly Yosef was not taking credit for himself, but rather giving credit where credit is due, then he understood Ki Hashem Ito, that Hashem was with him. Letitcha Elyon emphasizes this, and he says, Darko Shal Olam in 5, Adam Shemasik Oved Shematzlich B'Malachto. The way of the world is if somebody hires somebody who's very successful. And so what happens? They become a balgaiva. They become very arrogant. And then they want, they demand, you know, I brought so many customers. I had so much increase in revenue. I deserve a raise. I deserve a vacation. And all of this is about self. When Potiphar saw Avlam Road Zoning, no Tolet Tatzlacha Batzmo, that he didn't take any of the credit, only in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then he realized, Shem Shamayim Shagur Befiv, this is a person who's, it's not focusing on self. He realizes that all of success comes outside of self. And that's why Vestova Panini notes in source number 6, Kodim Shayao Se Hayamit Palel LaShem Shias Rehu, that Yosef HaTzadik didn't only give credit when the thing was over. Before he began a project as well, he would daven. He would say, Hashem, please make what I'm about to do successful. V'acharka kishasat ha-davar hayam mevarechu model Hashem shazar lo soto. And then when it was completed, he thanked Hashem for what was done. V'zohi avodas hadam tamid. This is our responsibility always, he says. L'itpalelo kol davar v'lo hodoto kol davar. To beseech Hashem for everything that we're about to do and to thank Hashem for all that gets done. He brings down שצריך אדם להתפלל לקדוש ברוך הוא בכל יום תמיד בפרטות או כל ענייני וצרכיו. It is incumbent upon us every day. It's our responsibility to daven for Hashem, to Hashem, for every small thing that's going to happen today, big and small. Hein davar katan vein davar gadol. Whether it's big or whether it's small. Ben beruchnius or ben begashrius. Whether it's spirituality or physicality. V'lo yeshum inyan trosem l'sopo v'yom shalei palal l'lav l'kadosh baruch hu she'atzlicheu v'yilicheu b'derech ha'yishara. And there should be nothing in the course of our day that we don't daven to Hashem. And indeed, there are people who at the end of a l'kai nitzor, before you, l'ratzon, they go through their entire day davening to Hashem. Hashem, I'm going to make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for my children. Help me that I find the peanut butter and jelly, and I find the bread, and that's fresh bread, and then I'm able to give healthy snacks for my children. And then I'm going to, and mamash go through the day. The dry cleaning should be ready, and it should come out nice, and every step of the way, that you it creates a cognizance that whatever I'm about to do today, whether it's the peanut butter jelly sandwich, whether it's the dry cleaning, whether it's the teaching, whether it's the learning, whether it's saying of Tehillim, whatever it is, Hashem, please be matzliach, please allow me to be successful, please allow me to be able to reach the goals I'd like to reach today in a successful way. This is the realization of Shem Shemayim Shekor B'Fiv, that I'm completely dependent on Hashem, and I realize that whether it's a peanut butter and jelly or it's something more major in life, it's all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Continue, Sichidushei Rabbeinu Yosef, Nechemya, La Torah, and source number 7. And he says, Kikvar Pimei Shlakados, the Shem Luchona Brit, the Shlakados, explained the B'divar Rashi's Nabba Pasukanal, Shaya Shem Shagur B'Fiv Hayayinu, Shayo Kol Masapulais Kir Shem Shemaim, whatever he did, he davened to Hashem, like Bezrat Hashem has said so. Right, with the help of Hashem, I'll make that peanut butter and jelly sandwich. With the help of Hashem, I'll go to shopping or carpool. I was successful because of Hashem in this particular deal. That's the Shem Shemayim Shagor B'Fiv. Aval Yeh Shebefiv Usfatav Kibduni V'Libo Richak Mimenu Yitbarach. Notes the Shlach HaKadosh, based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya, there are people who have Shem Shemayim Shagor B'Fiv. They're saying, Mirz Hashem, Bezrat Hashem, left, right, and center. But you know what? Libo Richak Mimenu. They're saying it as lip service, but inside, they don't feel anything. It's empty. And he says, Ish kazeh maskir, in the bracket of 7, Shem Shemayim b'derech zeh, a person who mentions Hashem's name, this is very intense, in this type of way, ube'emes ein libo moldeh m'shabeach Hashem b'omro b'chaste Hashem asiti zot. He said, b'chaste Hashem, I was successful. But he doesn't really want, he doesn't really feel it. This is a corollary of saying Hashem's name in vain, which is intense, which we know is a very, very, you know, difficult thing to do, to mention Hashem's name in vain is something we try to avoid at all costs. So it's, yes, it's so important to say Mirz Hashem Bezrat Hashem, but it's also important to have our minds and our hearts with what we say. And indeed, Rav Volba Zatzal and Shirei Chumash in source number 9 points this out. He says, Ulechara, third paragraph. Afanu b'madragazu shal Yosef. You know, we're also on this level of Yosef. Sheshem Shemaim Shagur b'finu. Anu omrim, Mirza Hashem, Baruch Hashem, v'kotvim Bezrat Hashem, Barosh Kol Michtav. Right, we write Bezrat Hashem, Be'samach Dalet, we get the top of a letter. We say, Mirza Hashem, I'll meet you tomorrow. So, are we also like Yosef and Tzadik? Like, what's the difference? He says no. You're right, we say all of this. Just to say it doesn't mean the level of Yosef HaTzadik, that the Shem Shemayim was part of him. This is the key in the asterisk. When Yosef HaTzadik said it, he just didn't say it. He felt it. He realized, he knew with every fiber of his being that he was unable to be successful unless Hashem was with him. He saw, he understood, he felt that his only success was going to be if Hashem willed it. You see, we say, Miritz Hashem, I'll meet you tomorrow for lunch. And in my mind, I'm going to meet you tomorrow for lunch, and there's nothing going to stop me. When Yosef HaTzadik would say that, he was thinking, you know what? There are so many possibilities that could come up. And if for whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to meet them for lunch, or doesn't want me to be on time, or whatever the factors are, that's what's going to happen. Because it's not about my life, it's about Hashem. To really have Shem Shemayim Shagor Befinu, to really live this life, is to live a life completely dependent that Hashem is running the show 100%. And I'm just a pawn on the board. I make the decisions, but I realize I'm completely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Then he cries, Shem Shemayim Shagur B'fiv, Zo Madragash Yosef. And he says, Kishanu Omrim, in the arrow, Im Yirtz Hashem, Anu Lo Margishim, Ritzon Hashem B'maisim. We don't feel Hashem's part in what we do. Lo Margishim, it's Rat Hashem. We don't feel Hashem is with us. He said, Sachli Rab Abba Grossbar, the... He said, I was once having a conversation with Rab Abba Grossbar, Zichron Levracha, Kishalachdu Berachov, we were walking on the street, He never rechov shalem homa b'nei adam. Rav Abraham Grossbart said, you know, this street is filled with people. Ovdim v'omlim, they're working, they're busy. V'avachad lo zocher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but how many of these people remember Hashem? How many of these people live shivis Hashem l'negdi tamei, place Hashem in front of you at all times? Kach anashim chayim, hakol kehergel. Everyone goes through life habitually. Shochim afil sheyesh Hashem. That we even forget there's a God. Achmi palim and mishu choshev alav harei b'chol maseh shadam oseh alav lorot to Hashem lavchim b'shkecha. That when someone points that out, they say, "Oh, gee, you're right. That was hashkecha. Wow, that wasn't a coincidence. That was really the hand of Hashem." Why aren't we more aware of this? This is our challenge. Our challenge is to live in this way. Our challenge is to live, and he says, that's why some people were, some gedolim were afraid to say Baruch Hashem and Yirtz Hashem too many times. Because unless you're really feeling it, what is this? You're just bantering around, you know, Chas V'Shalom Hashem's name just to look from, but you're not there? Shem Shemaim Shagur B'Fiv, what does it mean to be an Ish Matzliach Ki Hashem Ito, to be a successful person, is to have Hashem with you. To have Hashem with you at all times, in every part of who you are, that you realize you can't go a tzad v'shal, one step of the way, unless Hashem wants you to do this. You know, as I've said many, many, many times, that this particular shiur is a reminder to me every week of Bezrat Hashem, Emirtz Hashem. I know, I feel it. It's so powerful, and obviously my job is to then incorporated in every area of my life, that why this week do I go to a particular sefer that I haven't looked at perhaps in a long time? Why is this idea chosen over that idea? Why do we, is the shiur put together in this particular way? What's the message of the shiur? It is so clear every week that, you know, I look at a topic and I say, there is no way I can create a shiur on this. And the answer is, you're right, I can't. And I have to remember I can't. I have to remember, it's not me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, wants me to be the conduit to share Torah. That's the tafki, the avoda he's given me in this olam at this point in my life. So he's handing it to me. He's saying, just, you know, open your mouth wide, daven. There's a lot of davening that goes into every shiur. And I'll help you. I'll fill your requests. You know, as I've mentioned, Rebbetzin Fassman used to tell me, and from Los Angeles, for Choshev Rebbetzin, she would say, before she begins to teach, she says the pasuk, Hashem Sfas Tiftach Ufit Yagid Tilosecha. Hashem, open my mouth and I'll sing your praises. It's not me. Whatever I'm going to say is coming from you. I'm just the conduit. I'm just the medium. That's how we have to live our lives, to realize this Hakol Tzad V'Shal. And we sit in Sefer Yad B'Torah in source number 10, where he says, Omer Rashi, Shem Shemayim Shagur B'Fiv, and then it says, V'chol Asher Oseh Hashem Matzlich Beito. So he asks the question, V'yesh Lavim B'Pasuk Shtei Anyanim. It seems that there are two ideas, that the Shem Shemayim Shagur B'Fiv, and there was Hatzlacha, there was success, everything he did. Are these two separate things, or are they one and the same? And he says, and listen to the asterisk, because it's very intense. B'derech Klal Hadam Yachet Hatzlacha La'atzmo, V'tzeki Shalom L'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is human nature. Oftentimes, we take credit for the success, and the failure, we put it on Hashem. Kishu matzliach omer baruch Hashem, aval ni asiti palti. Yeah, baruch Hashem, but you know. It was me. I was brilliant. I was able to put it together. But when we fail, we say, you know what? Kol David Rachman l'tov avid. Everything Hashem does is for the good. Gabza l'tova. It's Ritzon Hashem. It's just as much Ritzon Hashem that one succeeds as one fails. This is the Yetzahara that's really deep in us. That the kishlonos, the failings, this is what Hashem wanted. Success, everything comes from Hashem. And this we find by Nomi, who says, we can teach the pasuk, Ani melea halachti virikam heshivani Hashem. Ani melea halachti. I left full. About me. Virikam heshivani Hashem. But you know what? I came back empty-handed. Because this is what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted me to come empty-handed. Ulama Messiafucha, a chesed vashefa semakia mulamala, the whole parasasa rak made a shemi barach. Zema tarasha al dam with tofa kersparach of ladacha kalmet Hashem. And it's interesting, we've come back to this almost in every shir in one way or another. The fundamental aspect that a person needs to work on first and foremost is emuna. We have to realize that everything we have comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And listen to this line. In my mind, this is the line for the shir. V'tzarich lismach b'Kodesh Baruch Hu b'tzura muchashit. We have to rely on Hashem in a very, very real way. Just like I lean on this shtender and I know it's going to hold me up. Just like I sit down on the chair and I know that the chair is going to hold my weight. So too, that awareness, that certainty, that reality has to be in my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. Wherever he went, he was always saying Hashem's name because he really felt that he was with him. And therefore, the end of 12, it said, Lo shtei dvarim ela Hashem itzlich b'yado mechamat sheshem shamayim shagor b'fiv. Why was he successful? And this is our first understanding of what is the secrets of success. Having shem shamayim shagor b'fiv. Omar Hashem, Machsi Mutsudosi, I say Hashem is my shield, my protection. Kishesh la dam bitachon, v'amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, shehu v'raku machsi, zo bitachon muchashi b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'idei kach matzlich b'yotel, this is one of the Kapitul Tehillim, Sadik Aleph, that we say after lighting the candles up by Hanukkah. We have to say it. Look at those Hanukkah candles and daven. Hashem enabled me to make this such a clear reality in my life. Whatever I need, wherever I'm going, peanut butter and jelly, it doesn't matter. It's all in your hands, Hashem. You ever look for peanut butter and jelly to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and you're out of peanut butter? You know, like, it happens. Everything's in Hashem's hands. And that's how Rabbi Berkowitz, when he talks about the sixth constant mitzvah, the first mitzvah is Amuna, he speaks about very clearly, use tefillah, not just three times a day davening, but throughout the day. Hashem, please let the check clear in time to cover my expenses. Hashem, please make my boss happy for my work. This form of prayer in 13 is a litmus test of Amuna for two reasons. First, it shows you realize there's someone to turn to, all-knowing and all-caring God, who can solve all of your problems. Moreover, if you stand in an empty room and talk to Hashem without feeling as if you're talking to yourself, it's clear that you're certain that He's there. You know that Hashem exists. Your emunah has penetrated deep into your heart. The Chazon Ish instructed a bachur to work on emunah through tefillah. Each time you need something, ask Hashem to help you obtain it. He said, if you need to buy shoes, for instance, ask Hashem to send you money and help you decide where to buy a good pair of shoes. After you buy the shoes, thank Hashem for them. You'll find yourself turning on Hashem all day, and your emunah in Him will become more profound. You know, I just had this last night. I had to go to the old city. Got caught in a tremendous amount of traffic. My first reaction is, why now? Let me see how I can try to circumvent this traffic. And then I stopped and I said, Shira, this is exactly where you need to be. Hashem has created this traffic and you will get there exactly when you need to get there. In fact, the person running the shir called me while I was walking up the steps. And I said, I'm on the steps. I'm there. Okay, so I was 30 seconds late. For Yucky, that's a lot. I understand. But I got there when I needed to get there. And to try to, you know, relax. Hashem is running the show. Hashem is running traffic patterns. That doesn't mean you can't use Waze and try to, you know, circumvent it. But if you don't have ways, and this is where you are, if you're going to try to cut off this guy and try to cut off that guy, try to be a little bit faster, that's what I'm talking about. You know, to drive a little bit more aggressively. For what? Hashem is there. Hashem is every single truck and every single car on that road, Hashem is put there for me at this moment. And I need to understand that. It's living with that reality. And this, my friends, was the reality that Yosef HaTzadik lived with. This is the Yosef HaTzadik who never for a moment forgot that he is completely in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. And that's why the Matan Chaim Ramasyahu Salomon Shlita in Source 14 points out, this is based on the Sfarim, he quotes from Simcha Zissel Mikel, is that when he's taken out of the pit in Parashat Miket, and Paro says, you know, I heard you're a good dream interpreter. The obvious thing for him to say, and this is what many of us would say when we're here, we've been in prison for 12 years, and prison is a catchphrase for a difficult situation, and here's your opening to get out. Our response should be, yeah, I'm great at interpreting dreams. And when you interpret the dream, and Paro's happy, you say, you know what, I did it with Hashem's help, right? Then you give credit. But originally, you know, you take the credit for yourself. That's not what Yosef did. As soon as Paro spoke to him, he says, Biladai, hello, keep me on this long Paro. It's not me. I don't do it. It's Hashem. Hashem will be able to give you a satisfactory answer. Not for a moment did he want to mislead anybody, but that he was only an emissary from God. It's not me who made this great cake. Bechaste Hashem, I was able to be successful in this cake. It's being able to recognize this occult side of the shell. And indeed, Rav Pinkas Atzal points out in 16, he says, this is the goal of every Jew. Shekein yisod gadohu b'inyan ha-tefillah. Shein ha-tefillah miyuchadet rak l'shalosh pamim b'yom. Tefillah, davening to Hashem, is not just 3 times a day prayer. Eliya yisod v'hatochni la'etzem suras chaye yehudi. This is the foundation, this is the structure of the way a Jew lives. L'chiyot et ha-chayim ha-tivim in Hashem yitbarach. To be able to live our natural life, so to speak, with Hashem, as the pasuk in Parashat Veschanan says, "Umi goy gadol shelo lokim krovim elav, kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav." Wow, who is like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's close to us at all times? Shechai v'karov tamil Hashem yitzbarach. It's amazing. It's incredible. And l'kach l'chein nimshal matan Torah b'chol Torah kula l'chatuna. That's why in the squiggly matan Torah is referred to as a wedding. Because a wedding is about relationship. A wedding is about two people who live together, who communicate together, who function together. This is what a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be. It has to be a 24/7 relationship. And we know that this is one of the greatest challenges that we have. In whether it's teachers or parents, and being mechanech the next generation. It's very easy, you know, when lo aleinu, something terrible happens, we then take a tehillim and we daven. And even when something major happens, well, you know, hodu l'Hashem, we won the raffle, whatever it is. But in the day-to-day life, when you're just involved in your kitchen, when you're just, you know, working at your desk, and it's, you know, same old humdrum work, are you then able to say, Hashem, please help me. Hashem, enable me. Hashem, I should find favor. To daven al kol tzad v'shal, what's the first secret of success? The first secret of success is not just being aware of Hashem, it's living with Hashem ba'ofen muchashi, with an understanding that I can't be anywhere without Hashem's intervention. And this is why we find that he was successful. If you take a look at 17, the officer in jail did not supervise anything. Hashem was with him, where it's underlined. And whatever he did, Hashem granted him success. Because we should take note of the simple explanation of this pasuk. It is possible for Hashem to live with a person, no matter where a person finds himself. Even if he's in a secular or antagonistic environment, he must realize that Hashem was with him. Yosef was in a forlorn dungeon together with a group of Gentiles in the basest, most immoral land. And nevertheless, the Torah tells us, clearly, Hashem was with him. One cannot blame his environment for causing him to slacken off his commitment to Torah mitzvahs, because Hashem can be found everywhere. That's what we have to understand. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, one can never say, well, Hashem can't help me here. He was in prison. These were the lowlifes of the lowlifes. Hashem is found everywhere. And that relationship, that love, that connection is what we have to flex our muscles to strengthen. Now, my friends, if we understand this, if we understand that this is about Hashem's closeness to us and a relationship with us and the Chasam Kala model, the closeness model, then we can take this one step further. When a person lives on this pitch, when a person lives, or at least is striving to live and trying to live on this level, then something else happens, something very profound. The Ksav Sofer points out, a person who is wholeness of amuna, and you know that everything that transpires comes from Hashem. Their heart won't be in pain. They're not going to be confused. They're not going to be, you know, thrown off or upset if what appears to us to be negative happens to us. The asterisk, so we should doeg the underline, koev v'nenach, um yitzta'er. One who gets very upset, and obviously this human tendency to kretz, I can't believe this happened, and then to regain. But to stay in a state of despondency and depression, it's chisaron amuna v'btachon, who? It's a lack of amuna, lack of faith. We know that the Shechina is Shara Mitoch Simcha. Gemara and Shabbos tells us, Laman Amin Beis, that the Shechina only comes down, the Divine Presence would come down on a Navi only if they were happy. So if Hashem was Mashliach B'yado, if Hashem was successful through him, it means that he had Hashem on him at all times. Hashem on him at all times means in jail when he was in this prison, Hashem was with him. When he's in Potiphar's house, Hashem is with him. How could Hashem be with him at all times? Because Shem Shemur Shagur Bafid. Because he had this closeness to Hashem. He had this Emunah. And he knew that whatever was happening, whatever is happening is part of the ultimate good. And therefore he was able to accept whatever is happening. And therefore he was able to be somebody who was always in a state of simcha, of joy. And therefore Hashem could be found upon him. Hashem could be with him. And this relationship, of Hashem being with him at all times and being able to accept that whatever happens, we see the Matan Chaim points out in 21, Rav Moshe Yisrael Solomon Shlita, he points out in that famous Rashi of that when he went down to Mitzrayim, the Arabs who took him, Ishmaelim, were carrying sweet-smelling spices, when normally they would carry kerosene. So why? So Rashi tells us so that this tzaddik shouldn't have to smell that the tzaddik shouldn't have to smell something negative. So ask the Matan Chaim a very basic question. If you were just sold by your brothers, and sold in a very, you know, grueling way, like, you know, not just sold, but thrown into a pit, and a pit that had a lot of not-so-friendly animals in the pit, and you're crying out to your brothers, and your brothers don't respond, I mean, it's pretty depressing, yeah? And you're now thrown as a slave. Now, in those days, slaves were not treated so well. Yeah, you're getting the picture here. At the back of some caravan, who would even notice sweet-smelling spices? Like, I am so depressed, and I'm so upset. Like, you ever been so upset and so depressed? Like, nobody can talk to you, and nobody can give you anything, because you're just so caught up in self. The fact that Hashem knew that he could give sweet-smelling spices and that Yosef HaTzadik was able to appreciate them and that Ki'im Adgishim Kokach HaTovah Shasa Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Nubdan 21 Bazeva Dayakan Mekabel HaTova. If the Chumash is going to go out of its way, Chazal going to go out of its way to point out this, it means that there was someone to receive this. U'muchrachim Lomo Mizeh Yosef HaTzadik Haya Be'emet Miyusha V'Ragua Kokach Ad Kishaya HaRuch Tov Min HaShevin He was in such a state of menuchas hanefesh, knowing that this is exactly where Hashem wants him to be, that when the wind blew and he smelled the smell, oh Hashem, thank you for such a beautiful smell, thank you for having me in this state. It was without bahala, without bilbul, without confusion. It was this total menuchas hanefesh. That is the quality of the Yosef HaTzadik. That's a secret of success. That's a level that we need to work on reaching and achieving. Having that total equanimity that all that happens to me, I'm in Hashem's hands. What's good or what's not so seemingly good, I'm all in Hashem's hands. And I know that He's taking care of me. And with this, the Otsros HaTorah of Cohen explains, Keinu b'chol adam b'asher hu, k'sheyesh shem shamayim shagur al piv. When a person lives this reality, and they really say Emirat Hashem and believe it, and they say Bezrat Hashem and they believe it, Baruch Hashem and they believe it, Kol Pula Asher Yaseh Yatzliach, then their mamish is going to be successful. Ki amidabkin tamin b'emunas hashkocha borei, mushkochim heim b'yoter b'hashkocha proti. To the extent, he says in the bold print in 19, that a person draws into their life Hashem's intimate presence, to that effect, to that extent, they will feel the effect of Hashem's imminent presence. Hashem pays measure for measure. And hence the pasuk, Hine ein Hashem, the bottom bracket 19, Hine ein Hashem el yireav, l'meyachalim l'chasto, Telem Lamed Gimel, Psalms 33. The eye of Hashem is to those who fear Him, to those who long for His kindness. It doesn't say that Hashem's eyes are to the righteous, to the chassidim, but to miyachlim lechasto, to those who search out for Him. Hashem yishamayim yishkifa b'nei adam l'rosh hayesh maskil d'reshet alukim. L'droshet alukim b'chol milei da'al mashal seh. What Hashem is looking for is that we are able to bring Him into every aspect of our lives. So my friends, the first level for today, the secret of success, is being able to step out of the picture, to realize that I am just a conduit in Hashem's hands, and He has invested in me, and He believes in me, but it's ultimately going to come from Him. And it's not me who's going to take the credit, Biladai Helokimya Neshlom Paro. And I know that any success that I have is dependent on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's will that it should be successful. Hence, my obligation, what's incumbent upon me is Shem Shamayim Shagur Befid, but to mean it. To be able to really say, Bezrat Hashem, I'll be able to do this project for you. Emirat Hashem, but really feel like you're leaning on Hashem, like you're going to lean on a wall, and you know that it's going to hold you up. You know that you are going to be safe. That is idea number one of the Tzlacha of Yosef that's been Adam, Lomako, between man and God. This is the second aspect of the Hatzlacha of Yosef. And that is a Mida of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, that obviously there are a lot of Midas, but there's a Mida that Yosef HaTzadik shows here that's really the core and a Mida we need to work on. And that'll be the second part of this year today. 23. Rav Shvadron, Kohen, Chatzal, Lev Shalom. Kishomdim anu pasuk zes rechim lafchim v'litarev v'nukudah chashivah ma'ot. והיא שחובת אדם ליום היטיב פנים לחברו בכל מצב, וכדאמרו לעולם יקדין אדם שלנו לכל דם, אפילו לגוי שבשוק. We see from here that you should always say good morning, you should always say hello, you should always take an interest in another person. לעולם מהו כיצל אדם, יש לפעמים מצבים קשים. When the Chazal say לעולם, it means always, even when you're in a bad mood, even when you're overdrawn on your account, even when, because otherwise your friend says, you know, you're good morning, and you say good morning, and you know, it's a downer for everybody. V'nei Yosef b'mitzrayim machur la'evet. Yosef's a slave. He's in this pit, and you know, there's no good going on down there. It doesn't stop him. No excuse, right? So it says, well, I have a good excuse not to be in a happy mood today because whatever. You have a better excuse than Yosef. But I mean, sometimes there are things. I understand. But we're not talking about, you know, major tragedy. We're talking about life. And Yosef had a difficult life. But that didn't stop him from saying good morning to the people. To the extent that we see that he said good morning every morning, that today he says, Mayom Yomayim, Madu Pnechem Raim Hayom. Why do your faces look agitated today? It means he looked at them every single day. It wasn't just a good morning, a polite. It was a good morning that you looked at him in the eye. It was a good morning that you really took an interest in the person. Right? Do you remember this? Eye contact has happened before the age of texting, that people actually looked at each other in the eye and they actually had a conversation, punim upunim, the eyes being the windows of the soul. Right? That's the type of hello that we're talking about, that I really look into the person and I'm able to sense when I look into their eyes, are they troubled, are they happy, and to be able to really have a conversation based on that to show an interest in the person's life. And indeed, the Bryce speaks about that a Talmid Chacham who is not Arev L'chol Adam, isn't pleasant to every person in the asterisk, is like a Kedei Roshein Bamelech. It's like, it's very interesting, it's like a dish without salt. Klomar, double squiggly, Ki Kemoshe Chaser Melech B'Tavshil Arei Kol Toshilein Batamto. You know, you can eat it, but it's really tasteless if there's no salt there. So too, when you say a good morning to somebody, when you, it should be done with a tam, with meaning, not just, you know, I have to do this, and I'm doing it in a perfunctory way, but really in a meaningful way. And the example that Saba of Kelm gives is he says in 24, can you imagine if we would have somebody standing by a Beis Medrash or standing by, you know, wherever it is, and handing out cups of milk to everyone who walked in or a cup of water on a hot day. Can you imagine, particularly from my Beit Shemesh, they don't call it Beit Shemesh for no reason, house of a son, really hot day and you're going shopping. Could you imagine if someone stood there with a fresh ice, you know, bucket of, you know, a pitcher of water, and every person gave them a cup of water. You say, wow, what about Chesed? What a nice person. A cup of milk, even more. Says the Saba, you can do this for free. And that's with a smile, right? Chazal tell us that a smile of a person is even better than a cup of milk. The white teeth of a person. Every time you smile, you are creating goodness in the person. You are invigorating them. You're creating life. And indeed, Rav Freifeld Zatzal, Rav Freifeld speaks, notes in 25. The discovery of the Almighty henceforth informs the way we live. The Torah commanded to Mustabik Bedrachav, to emulate his ways. What does it mean to emulate his ways? We see the Almighty is kind and merciful, and therefore we too must behave in a kind and merciful manner. We see the Almighty cares for the sick and the poor, for widows and therefore orphans, therefore we too must act in the same way. But let me tell you, he says, another less discussed attribute of the Almighty that we have to emulate. We say, Ve'ata mechaye et kulam, and you give life to them all. The Almighty sustains the entire world at times through a continuous shef of chiyus, a never-ceasing emanation of the life force. Should he interrupt this emanation for even one moment, creation would cease to exist. This then is the most fundamental attribute of the Almighty, its relationship with the cosmos, the giving and sustaining of life itself. It follows that we as Jews must also seek to be life-givers. Our avodah, our divine service in this world, is to give life to others, to be considered bonei olam, builders of the world, in recognition, emulation of the Almighty Himself. And one of the ways to do this, as we find on the next page, is through Sheila Shalom. Notes the Alei Shur in source number 28, the following. He says, Hashem Elokim Svakot Hashivenu Va'er Panecha V'Nivashea. Hashem shining His face upon us is what saves us. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Anu Ein Lanu Ela Haros Panim Bilva. Dai Lanu Shenemar Ha'er Panecha V'Nivashea. You want to know what is one of the ways that Hashem is Mechaye Kulam? Obviously it's through Chesed. No one's doubting that. But there's one component of Chesed that we often overlook. I understand that if I give somebody, you know, soup kitchen and I feed them soup on a cold, rainy day, we move from the hot summer to the cold rain, and, Wachaya, you've revived me. I feel so much better, obviously. Right? You give somebody money, you help them out. You give them medical advice. You give them any advice. You give them spiritual advice, obviously. There's one aspect that we don't focus in on enough, and we've spoken about this over the years as being so fundamental, so crucial, that I wanted to revisit this today, and that is Haras Panim. Yair Hashem Panav Elecha, Ha'er Panecha V'Nivashaya. You know what saves us? You know what it means to be chiyus, to save the world? It's just like Hashem shines His face, and that's a salvation. We who shine our face to others. This is what the Avos Rabbi Natan says. Oh, this is what Pirkei Avos says. Rabbi Maskev ben Charash Amar, Havei Makdim Shalom L'chol Adam. To respond to halal, that's Derech Eretz. To be Makdim Shalom, that is Zricha Shemesh. This is what it's all about. We have no idea of how in saying a Shalom Aleichem to somebody, a hello to somebody, gives life to the person, gives meaning to the person. You know, a story we've shared before, we'll share again. The beautiful Maisa Rav Pinkus brings down a Nefesh Chaya, of an individual, a Rav, Rosh Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, who gets a wedding invitation from Switzerland. And he looks at the wedding invitation, and it's vaguely familiar to him, the return address, the family name. He opens it up, and not only is there a wedding invitation, but there's a plane ticket. So that's really, you know, unusual. Somebody because she knows, he barely knows, is going to invite him to the, you know, by giving him a plane ticket as well. He calls the fellow up, and he wishes him mazel tov, and he says, you know, it's very nice to invite me to bring a plane ticket too. What's pshat? What's the reason? So this Rosh Yeshiva in Switzerland, who did the inviting, says, I have to tell you the story. He says, many years ago, right, 30, whatever years ago, I was in part of a yeshiva from Switzerland, and I knew nobody, I didn't know the language, I didn't know the culture, and I felt very out of sorts, and I kept on complaining to my parents, let me go home, I'll just join the family business, and that will be it. My parents, like all good parents, say, stick it out, stick it out, stick it out, and finally they saw I was miserable. It wasn't part of the group. I hadn't made it. And if you're not, you know, we know, if you're socially isolated, it's painful. So my parents said to me, okay, during your lunch break today, you can call up a travel agent and make a ticket to go home. So this Rashiva from Switzerland said, I'll tell you what happened. That morning I was sitting in learning, knowing in a few hours I was going to make a plane ticket. And he says, while I was bent over learning, you, referring to the Rosh Yeshiva from Yerushalayim, you were a bacher, you were also a student that time, you saw that my collar was up, it wasn't straight. So as you passed by, whatever you needed to do, you passed by, you saw my collar wasn't straight, so you straightened my collar, you patted me, and I looked up and you gave me a big smile. And I said, wow, somebody cares about me. I belong. And I didn't call the travel agent at lunch, and I stayed in Panovich, and I'm a Rosh Yeshiva today, and my daughter is marrying a Ben Torah today, all because of that collar straightening, all because of that smile. That's chias amazing. That's reviving somebody. Do you know how many collar experiences we can have in our lives? Do you know how many times, and we all know this to be true, my friend, that we come to shul, and we're in our shul, and a stranger walks into shul. We know, being strangers, right? All of us have been strangers in other shuls, that to go over to somebody and give them a warm shalom lechem, not just good Shabbos, and pass on, and thinking, oh, I'm a great tzaddikus, but go over to them and say, shalom lechem, you look new here, right? The worst is, I've been here for 15 years, I can't believe you don't recognize me, yeah? Okay, well, let's hope that doesn't happen. Shalom lechem, do you have a place for lunch? Can I help you out in any way? You are the recipient, no, like, wow, I don't feel like a stranger. I feel like I belong. And we know this to be so true. You're at a simcha. The Rav speaks about this. And you know nobody, right? It's a separate seating wedding, and your husband knows business is on the chassan side, and you're on the other side, and you don't know a soul. And everyone's having a grand old time, and you're standing with that same drink, mixing it over and over again, waiting for the bedekin, the wedding to start, the chuppah to be over so you can get out of there, right? You're just standing there with that drink. And you feel like if the floor would just open up right now, I would just, you know, settle in. This is before, again, the smartphones, where people now distract themselves with that machine, pretending that they're loved and people, you know, friend them and Facebook them and whatever else they do. Okay, back in the days that people didn't have machines. So then, as you're stirring your drink, somebody comes over to you and says, oh, aren't you so-and-so? You look so familiar. Or any type of recognition. Mazel tov, what brings you to the simcha? The Rav says, in a split second, you go from a total stranger of an existential crisis to part of the crowd, part of the community. Through what? Through the word. Through a shalom aleichem. Through a hello. Because all of us want to feel belonged. All of us want to feel that we're part of something. And this is our responsibility. If you had to get to the core of what does it mean to be an ish matzliach, what does it mean to be a successful person? Success, and we'll talk about this in a minute, is really dependent on how you view other people. And being able to say, Madu p'nechem ra'im ayom, why do your faces look so bad today? Taking an interest in every single person. And he says, Kol b'nei Adam, in 29, after the three dots, Mechakim ze lo ze. Everyone waits, one for each other. Kol echad rotzeh shechaveroh ya'ir lo panim. Everyone wants that smile. And Rav Wolbe here speaks about, in the beginning of 29, the asterisks in the circle, like, you ever see a little baby smile? That little baby can break everyone's heart. Even those, you know, people in the airport, you know, who are in security, even they, I've seen this with my own kids, Baruch Hashem, they can smile, because a child breaks through all the barriers. Do you know what a child has that breaks through all the barriers? What do we wait for? We can't wait till the kid smiles. Because a smile is the haras panim. It's coming from the neshama. It's coming from the deepest part of ourselves. It's coming from the neshama to the neshama. I'm a soul and you're a soul and I'm connecting to you on such a deep level. You're worthwhile. You're meaningful. You're important. The Talmid is waiting for the Rebbe to give him that attention. And the Rav is waiting for the child, for the Talmid to give him that attention. Children are waiting for their parents to smile at them, and parents are waiting. Re'evim v'te'evim, they're waiting with anticipation that the children are waiting for the parents to smile, the parents are waiting for the children to smile at them. Trust me, my friends, after this year, if you have children living at home, you go over to them and you just smile and say, good morning, I love you. They're going to ask you what's wrong with you. They'll ask you what parenting class you took. But you know what? They love it. It fills them with such meaning. It's like a child who doesn't have this is growing up like a plant without sunshine and water. Shneiko Chorelu, the asterisk, Hema Yisod L'chayei Chavra Noshit, this is the basis of all of the human condition. Ha'achad Re'evon Kol Adam La'ra Pnei Azulat, we're starving for another person to recognize me. V'asheni Koch Netina Shal Rapanim Ha'ashatu B'leib Kol Bal Neshama. And the second aspect is me having the ability to fill this need of other people. And this is what life is all about, to be makdim shalom. And hence, Rav Yitzrachi in Birkas Mardochai 31 says, Chashuva ma'od kamo keim gan al chora kol psukim yutarim. It seems that all these psukim are extra here. But what do we learn from here? Midei boker, the swiggly, hayayose, mistovev, mitanyen, ladat, ech batzav ruchol shal kol achad. He was giving to every person, tamid, always what people need. He understood that life is about, can I help? Can I be mechayeh kulam? Can I bring life to everybody? He saw his job in terms of shlichus, in terms of a mission to make others happy, a mission to see how to help people. And that, my friends, and here we come to the punchline, that's the real definition of ish matzliach, a successful person. Notzim menachem tzion, as well as mishchat shemen. It should say ish salach, or ish mutzlach. That would mean a successful person. Ish matzliach, vayhi ish matzliach, a number of times, matzliach, if you know grammar, is in maf'il, which means he is causing other people to be happy. She'asash acherim yatzlichu. You want to know what it means to be a successful person? It means to step out of yourself. It means to step outside of yourself and to realize Hashem is the one who's running the show. And Ben Adam L'makom. And it means to step out of your side of yourself and realize that when I say Hashem Aleichem to that person, hello, it's not because I just want to feel good and assuage my own, you know, guilty feelings. I don't say hello to people, no. I say hello with haras panim, with an interest in that person. I shine my face on that person almost like a flashlight in the darkness and gloom that people live in to see, how can I make your life easier? How can I cheer you up today? How can I be of help today? When I shine my face on you, I'm asking, in what way can I make your day better today? Because that's what it means to be nish matzliach, to have haras panim, to shine your face on somebody with the mindset of making the other person successful. With the mindset of life isn't about me, it's about what I do to others. It's so interesting, Rav Scheinerman, Shlita, and all, Moshe points out in 34, that when, at the beginning of the parsha, when Yosef HaTzadik has all of these dreams, and he tells his brothers these dreams, they not only don't pay attention to him, it's the beginning of his downfall. But at the end, when he goes over to the people and says, let me hear your dreams, maybe I can help you, That's what makes him successful. And indeed, as the Lev Shalom Rav Shadron points out in 39, this little Shela Shalom, why do you look so down today? And they tell him the dream, and he interprets the dreams as what gets him out of prison ultimately. And that's why, as Rabbi Yisrael Meir Druk in H. Temi points out in 40, Al Yashov Adam Shebiachasol L'Chavero Hu Notem V'Chavero Mekabel. Don't think that when you are giving somebody else, you're really giving them. You're also giving yourself. But that's not your mindset. Your mindset is, how can I help another person? That's when Yosef HaTzadik creates greatness. When he talks about his own dream, that's his downfall. When he's ready to help other people and be able to interpret their dreams for them, that's the beginning of the rise. The Tocha Ratzufa Avah 36 offers so beautifully. He says, it's brought down the Nefesh HaChaim, Shezer kol ha'adam lo latzmo nivra, rak lo il lachrini, b'chol asher yimsa b'kochol lasav. This is it, my friends. We are created to help other people. We are not created for ourselves. We've brought this word many times of Rav Shur and Alekach Valibu of why the heart is not in the right side of the person. It's a center, but more on the left side of a person. If the right side is stronger, why did God create it on the left side? Because my left side is the person near me's right side. And my heart is to be able to help somebody else. That's why I'm created. Omer of Dessler, Kedai Lani Lisbo Kalachayim, it's worth for a poor person to suffer all of his life that he's enabling people to give him money, to be able to support other people in Chesed. And listen to this, it happens to be very timely. The Magen Avraham 38 notes, Im Yesh Lo Shemen B'Tzimtzum. Let's say you have a certain amount of oil. Ulechaviro Ein Klal, like Chanukah, and your friend doesn't have any oil. Mutav sheyadlik bechol laila echad v'yitain gam l'chaveiro ad kan l'shono lo il l'achrine gam l'chashpon hidur shokha. You know, if you have a little bit of oil and you could light the first night one candle, the second night two, and the third night three, etc., etc., and your friend won't have any. Or you could light the bare minimum, it's not the hidur level, but the bare minimum, you could light a little bit the first night. But your friend would have oil to light. What should you do? Should you focus on yourself that you're going to have the hijra mitzvah to have one, two, three? No. Says Magen Avraham, you give it to your friend some of that oil. Because this is why we're here. We're here to share. This is why we're put in this world. Like, this has to be our mindset. You're sitting at the table and you're thirsty. Did you ever think to yourself, you know what, this food is very salty or very, you know, spicy. Maybe someone else is thirsty also. They're eating the same food I am. So when someone passes away, you turn to the person next to you and say, would you like me to pour you some water? That's what life is about. You want to be an Ish Matzliach? To be an Ish Matzliach is not to focus in on your own success, not to focus in on your own needs. Madu apnechem ra'im hayom, tevaris panim. To be able to focus in on the other person. To look at another person's needs. That's hatzlacha. That's what success is about. It's about being able to move outside of ourselves. This midah is really the midah, in a nutshell, on the last page, of Nosei Be'olim Chaveiro. To feel the needs of another person like you feel the needs of yourself. Matzis Chaim points out that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he blesses Yosef, he calls him Umimeged Eretzim Loa, the Ratzon Shochnitzet Sne, that the one who resides in the Sne, in the bush, the thorn bush, should be give you success. So we know that the only other time Moshe Rabbeinu never hints at the idea that Hashem is connected with the Sne, it's the only other time is when he sees a thorn bush. What's the quality of the thorn bush? It's a quality of that Hashem is shochneset. He's in the thorn bush, kivyachol, imo anochi b'tzara. He's with our pain. And that is the greatest accolade to give Yosef HaTzadik. He feels other people's pain. He's the one who supports the whole world in the time of suffering. He doesn't drink wine all 20 years that he's all the years he's separated from his brother. He understands what it means to feel another person's pain and to act on that feeling. And this, my friends, as we know in 44, is the midah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is the midah, ma'la zuhi asharish ha'mok l'chol ha'mitzvot sheben adam l'chaveiro, Just like when Klal Yisrael saw a vision of God, Kivyochol, when the Kanim, the elders, saw, when they went up to Har Sinai, they saw the Livnata Sapir, they saw that sapphire brick. Chazal tell us that it was to remind Hashem Kivyochol of the brick of the Jews in pain in Egypt, and then the brick of salvation. The Midah of Hashem is the Midah of Tminosei Ba'olim Chaveiro. Our job is to emulate Hashem. And that's what it means on the most deepest level to put the two ideas together. When you have Shem Shamayim Shagur Befiv, when you have Hashem's name on you at all times, and you really feel connected to Hashem. So yes, on the one level it means that I attribute and ascribe everything to Hashem. But on a deeper level it means that I understand that if I'm so connected to Hashem, I need to walk in His path. And the way to walk in His path, one of the greatest attributes, is to be Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro, to feel the pain of another. Higher, Panim, to be able to shine your face on another. When you are able to step outside of yourself, when you're able to think of somebody else, that's your secret of success. That's the Hatzlacha. Then Hashem Ito, then Hashem is going to be with you because you've emulated Him. You've followed in His ways. You're acting the way He wants that you to act, to step outside of self, step outside of the Nochiyut, and think, how can I help the person near me? How can my left side be the right side of somebody else that I can give to the next person? When we are giving to others, and when we recognize that it's all about the emulating Hashem, who's an all-giver, it's Mechaye Kulam, He gives life, we give life. When Hashem is with us on this level, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mita Keneged Mita, measure for measure, not because this is what our goal is, but this is the result. Hashem will be with us, and indeed, will be zocha for tremendous bracha and hatzlacha.